Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey, and welcome to episode 77. That's right, 77, guys. We are getting closer to a 100. And today is Gaming with Your Family. We're going to talk about family games. As always, I am PJ.
And I'm Gareth, and I'm back.
You are back.
I've missed an episode. Woo!
You missed a really good episode last week, too, if I might say so.
I know. Yeah, I was reasonably gutted.
But, so, I got to say, yeah, in your absence, I'm getting really good at this hosting thing.
You go solo more often. I mean, I'm lucky to be here today, because obviously I had a lot on last week, and then...
Yep.
I crashed my bike on Tuesday and have a pretty serious bruise, and I can't sit down on my bottom at the moment. So don't go riding, don't do exercise. It's really bad.
It is bad for you.
But we have a cushion with a donut cushion has arrived, so all is getting better. Only 4 weeks, I believe, to recover from it. Apart from my pride, the bike is fine.
I was not going to bring it up, okay? So you brought it up. I'm glad you did, because I wasn't going to say anything. But so we're gonna talk about family games today, and it's kind of interesting how we came about this topic, right?
Yeah. So I think, we don't often talk about family games. We often talk about the heavier or the medium weight games.
Yep.
But anyone in the Instagram community will certainly have seen the game Toss It appear in many social channels.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe before Christmas, maybe 4 or 5 months ago.
Yep.
And then you've picked up a copy.
I did.
And thought we'd reach out.
And yeah, and with that in mind, we posted because we have our guest on, who I'll introduce in just a minute. We were talking about Toss It, and it's like, okay, it's a family game and it's also a party game. So we took it to you, our listeners, and let you vote. And it was 48-31. I don't know if that's overwhelming, but thank you for participating in our poll. And y'all chose family games. So we decided that family games is going to be the context. And like you said, it's something we don't talk about. And we are lucky enough today to have the head community manager for Toss It, Nikki Bijou. Nikki, how are you?
Hello. What an instruction. I'm great. Thank you. That was great.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for joining us. This is great.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we talked about your game a couple episodes ago with another guest. And then I think you were very enthusiastic about our talking about Toss It. And so I reached out to you and you sent me a copy. And pretty much my wife and I, when we get home every night after dinner, we'll play a few rounds right there in the living room on the floor, which has been great. And so I was like, Gareth, we need to have Nikki on and talk about Toss It. And so here we are. This is great.
That's awesome.
Nikki, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes.
What your role is and how long you've been with Toss It?
Yes, of course. So yes, I'm Nikki. And yeah, I'm the head community manager for Toss It. And I have been with Toss It since October. So time really has flown. It really has flown. It hasn't felt, you know, like that duration. But I love it. I also do content creation as well and a few other things in the background. And I absolutely love it. I really do. And, you know, before we go any further, I want to have a big shout out to Nick as well, because obviously he was the one from Board Game Reviews who mentioned the dexterity game that Toss It is. So thank you so much, Nick. You know, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. So thank you. I just want to say that.
Don't encourage him. He is Nick, and he made us all laugh.
Yeah.
And what's... I think a lot of channels, a lot of our friends and people we, I guess, work with or communicate to or chat to, play games with, have seen Toss It across socials. Mm. Was that one of the things that you brought in? So when you joined back in October, I'm sure it must have been around then that we started to see this game appear in various Instagram channels.
Yeah, well, actually, the game was originated in France about a couple of years ago, and it went viral there. It went absolutely viral. And since then, we expanded in Europe, and it also went viral in Germany and in Spain. And now we're trying to just basically take over the whole world. That's just to be honest with you. And that's why you see all... It's true. That's why you see all of the content from various countries. You know, you see America, Japan, Australia. The founder at the moment, he's doing an actual tour across all of Asia. Literally all of Asia. Wow. So we just want to bring this game to everybody. Every country. That's what we want to do. And obviously, and into UK as well, in the UK market. And this is why I'm here.
And do you look after the UK or do you look after the... Is it global or is it UK role you have?
For me, it's UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how's it gone in the UK? Is it really launched back in October or had it been around before then?
No. It was literally in October. So I would say we're absolutely brand new to the market here in the UK. And, you know, it's largely positive reception. And it's just been really, really fun to obviously canvas out in the streets and just get to introduce the game. Lots of people are very curious as well. And it's lovely. I mean, just to make people smile, especially in this day and age and everything that, you know, everything that's going on in the world, let's be honest, just to have a nice game like Toss It is something, you know, personally means a lot to me. So I love it. And I do it as a job and it's amazing.
That's a pretty good job.
That's awesome. Really is. Good job. I love it.
And what, for those who haven't seen any of the socials or haven't seen Toss It in the shops, do you want to do a quick overview of how the game plays?
Yeah, of course.
What sort of game it is?
So yeah, it's a silicone dart game and it mixes the principles of petanque. So basically like the UK version of lawn bowls, darts, mm-hmm. and the spirit of Malky, which is a Finnish game. And essentially, I mean, it sounds complicated, but it's really not. I mean, the whole idea is that you have silicone darts, you have a blackjack, and then in a set, you'd have two colours of darts. And, you know, you play against your opponent. You can also play in teams. And then you throw your darts. The closest to the jack obviously wins, but also it's first to reach 13 points wins. So there's lots of different gameplays. There's lots of different modes. But that's like the basic one. So, yeah. That's basically
that's awesome.
It.
So in the context of family games, how would you say, like, what sets Toss It, what would make it a family game?
You know, it's a wonderful question, and I think it's quite multifaceted. And the main thing is that it kind of, the whole idea of the game is that you have to participate. If you want to win, you have to be in it. And it's kind of like, There's a dexterity aspect, obviously, but it brings the family together on a social and a personal level for developing child mind, you know, building the confidence. It's just, you can't, basically, let me rephrase it. You can't not play the game and not smile. You can't. It's landing on a smooth surface. It has that little wiggle action. I mean, I dare you to play it and not smile and not laugh. Honestly, it just
maybe that's a challenge. That could be a
You know what?
Try and keep a straight face. Yeah,
it's not possible. Actually, I think I've seen it on Instagram. Like people are doing these challenges. They fill their mouths with water, and you've seen that, right? And they try not to laugh.
Yeah,
I might do that actually. I'm gonna see if I can do that.
There you go. Giving you some content creation ideas.
Thank
as well.
You so much.
It reminds me of as a kid, I remember going holiday to the beach or we'd go camping and we always had a set of balls, you know, which is the water filled plastic with the jack. And that kept it entertained for hours as a kid, or even in the garden playing games. I've got loads of fond memories of playing, I guess, what would have been an older version of Toss It back in the day. So yeah, I agree. We always just had great fun. It's just, you know, one more go.
Yes.
One more go. So
it's addictive. It's easy. It's addictive. And there's lots of different maneuvers that you can do. Like we have something called a kiss when the two darts are sticking together at the bottom. We have something called a jack over, which is really hard to do, which is the other dart landing on top of the other darts. So like there are so many things that you can do. And obviously the way to get to those moves is practicing again and again and again. And that's how it can bring families together. It's easy to play. And just chuck it in the canvas bag that's provided and literally just take it with you everywhere. That's it. No fuss, no small pieces. Yeah. Nothing's going to get lost. Provided you don't lose them.
That is it. Yeah, it is that going to the beach, going camping, just going down the park.
It reminds me
some gaming element.
It reminds me of horseshoes here in the United States, where you have like a metal peg that you kind of hammer down into the soil, two of them, right, on either end, and you're throwing you're throwing metal horseshoes. So naturally, if you're a kid, you don't get to play. You watch the adults, and so you really want to play. And then you see toss it, and it's like, well, now you can play it anywheres, right? Linoleum floor, wood floor, you can do it on the table, the window. If you've got a big bay window that only has like one big pane, that works too.
White and board, apparently, ping pong table. Yep.
And apparently, according to the Instagram content that you create, the airport, the bathroom, the garden. I mean, tell me about some of the more exotic places that y'all have filmed Toss It on Instagram lately, because it's awesome.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, when you said bathroom, that just kind of threw me. But yes, no, I mean, you absolutely can. Yes, I mean, as I said before, we're trying to bring Toss It globally, right? And that includes every country that we can possibly get to. The founder at the moment is, as we speak, is in China. But before then, you see the locations that you see now, that includes Thailand, Vietnam, Dubai, and that's just a few that I've mentioned. And it's so, we're so fortunate to be able to do that. But I think it's a way to just show everybody, wherever you are in the world, there is an opportunity to play. And that's just the beauty of it. And that includes, somewhere as humble as the bathroom, all the way to the hot beaches of Bangkok, that, you know, like that. It's just versatile. So that was our goal. But obviously, it's nice to have a nice background as well and playing somewhere it's beautiful. And if you're on holiday, you're on holiday mode, you're more inclined to play and just relax and have a nice time.
That is the advantage, isn't it? It is, unlike a board game that we normally talk about, with all its bits and pieces. This one really is portable. Is there what's the biggest market, and is there anyone playing Toss It at like a competition level? Have we got any
leagues going? Not yet, but I think that would be something that we could definitely explore. But I think it's just because it's so new, especially in Europe and in UK especially. But I think, why not? That would be quite cool. Because
I guess one day maybe even Olympic sport.
Ooh.
Look, man,
they're really pushing it.
Sky's the limit, okay? Come on. Yeah. You never know. But the thing is, this game was actually invented during like COVID time, where we were trying to kind of bring some positivity and some light into those dark days. And we had no idea that it was going to be as viral as it was, especially in France. I mean, the game stopped in Decathlon in over there. So, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, proper. It's on the shelves.
And it's like, obviously, it's a different kind of market out there. They take their games very seriously in terms of kind of Molki and Petanque and those kind of games. And so obviously it took off there, and that's what we hope to achieve around the world. So who knows? It could become an elite game in the future. I mean, we didn't expect it to go viral like it has. So let's see.
I guess it's that social element again. Yeah. You know, the French lifestyle is, you know, outside drinking, socializing, having a game with you that they can play either in the squares or you know, camping in the beach. It really does work.
It does, and they really take that culture very seriously, and it's nice to see that, you know, they're so passionate about it, and it's just lovely, really.
Where can I buy it in the UK or US? So Decathlon's in France. Mm-hmm. Who stocks the game, or is it online?
Yeah, so at the moment you're able to buy it from the eShop or from Amazon. So
nice.
You know, at the time of this recording, you could buy the game and it can be with you tomorrow by 1 p.m.
Tomorrow.
There you go.
I mean, that's the beauty of Amazon. We love and hate it at the same time. Is.
Yeah, yep. You are so right.
Fully available. It's just the right time of year now, isn't it? Because the evenings are getting lighter. Mm. People are thinking about holidays. I saw some friends on the beach today in the UK. So it must be summer now.
Wow. Yeah.
People are on the beach. Yep. And it wasn't even that warm today. But I guess lighter evenings are on their way.
And the good thing as well for like going on holiday and traveling is that it's actually quite a light game in terms of weight and weight distribution. Mm. So, you know, that's another plus as well. It's just a very light game. It's not heavy. So I like that.
I am kicking myself now for having not brought it with me to the UK. because it's so portable. There. You know, you try to think of everything, and that would have been a great opportunity. Yeah.
Next time we'll have the Meeple to Meeple, and
PJ, you just have to come back
competition.
Oh
yeah,
we're already planning on it.
He's planning already. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, my wife and I have decided that we are no longer backing Kickstarter projects. We're done completely because we got to save money so we can go travel every year. And CajunCon will be in April every year in Southampton. So I gotta go to that, right? I mean, you can't have CajunCon without the Cajun Gamer, right?
Yeah, it's had a rebrand already so, for next year.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Yep.
So okay, Dan, PJ, how have you found it? So you've been playing it with Katie. Yep. Have you played it with friends or
no? We've only just played it together. I guess because we've been so crazy, right? So we got a copy, and then we got sick, and then we traveled, and then we were in England, and so it was just like we haven't really got a chance to play with just other than the two of us. But it's addictive. Like every night we get home, we have dinner. We play a few rounds of Toss It, and then, you know, we go to the bed for the evening or whatever, but like it hits our floor, not our table. Nice. It hits our floor because we have wood floors, and it hits our floor every single night. And it's just been
so
much fun.
Satisfying, the sound, like the ASMR, like to the max, just the sound. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It is. I will, but I have to admit that I'm rubbish. Katie's just so good.
PJ, you're not rubbish. It is all in the technique. I promise you. It's just one thing. Okay, if I can just say one thing that anybody will remember from Toss It, you have to hold the dart at the back. That is the way you're going to make it stick. A lot of people, they're kind of throwing it just like darts. Just hold it from the base. Hold it from the back, and it will stick every time. I promise you. I promise.
Well, it does.
He's not convinced.
No, because it says that on the box, and I'm really attentive to doing that. And it's like, boop, and it falls down. I just can't get it. I'm definitely doing something wrong, because I'll catch myself trying to throw it like a dart and go, nope. Grab it. You got to throw it from the back.
And arch it as well.
Sport games when it's,
Yep.
Arch it.
Yeah. Arch it, throw it above your head. And just give it the best chance of possible. Yeah, that's it.
Grenade.
Okay.
Like a grenade. It's gonna happen.
Well, I'm gonna try tonight and see if I can finally beat my wife. It'd be great.
PJ, what we need is video content of you, tossing it, and then tomorrow on Tuesday with the live, we'll have a little bit of you and Katie.
Okay. I'll give it. Well, she doesn't like to be on camera, so it's just gonna be me.
Yeah, you could just like do like them landing.
Yeah,
you'll think of a way.
I'll figure it out.
I get so the
what
same
I was
thing.
Thinking, I was thinking about obviously family games based on the poll, and then I guess I was thinking, oh, here we do we talk about Wingspan? But then I thought about, well, what other games fall into that kind of set of games where, like, Toss It, I can throw it in the bag,
right?
Put it in my pocket and take it and make it movable and have that gaming experience on the go. And the one that sprung to mind straight away was Hive. So that's in the bag. There's small pieces, and that does go everywhere with us. And we played it on the beach. We played it in the park. We play it on airplanes. So if you haven't played, I think we've talked about it on the show before, but it's little insects, like Baker-like plastic tiles where you're hopping or moving your insects around the hive to surround the queen. But I think, PJ, you've got a copy now, haven't you?
Yeah, you sent me a copy back in September, so, and it's hit the table quite a bit. It's
that is one of our best played family games.
But play. But the whole family can't play it because it's two player. So,
well, that some people only got a family of two.
Okay, that's fair. We have a family of two, so okay. Yeah. I guess when I think of family, I'm thinking about it more than just two, but. So what I was thinking
like
about
children.
So interestingly enough, when Katie and I were in England and we went to the British Museum, we made a point of going to the Babylonian exhibit, and we saw the original copy of the Royal Game of Ur. in the gallery. And so it's like the first board game ever, which I think there was a recent Kickstarter.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
And I was wondering, completely independent of this episode, I was like, was this a family game, or was this more of a, or was this game in the, you know, the intellectual arena of a male only? We are talking about ancient Babylon, right? So how accessible was this game 4,000 years ago or whatever? And then how board games have evolved. We talked a little bit about this before the episode, the evolution of family board games, right? You started with Monopoly and Clue or Cluedo in England. And now we're, you know, now we're at Toss It, right? So it's really interesting how board games evolve. And I find that fascinating.
Me too.
You know, and the fact that our hobby goes back almost 5,000 years is incredible, you know? So that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. There was, I mean, there are a lot of games that have evolved like that, haven't there? I guess, I mean, Bull, like we said, Bull, Lawn.
Yep.
Lawn bowls, darts.
Yeah.
Have come to this. And then like you say, PJ, like, you know, when you do say family games, you do think of Monopoly.
Yep.
Everything that you started off as a child, mm-hmm. and everything evolves. Have you got any other family games?
Yeah. So whenever we get together with Katie's extended family, we always grab a copy of Stool Pigeon. And I know we've had the designer on and we've talked about it before, but you know, because it plays up to six, it's really popular with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. And so like the family can sit around the table because playing cards also, right? Just generic playing cards like Canasta, Spades, Bridge, Rummy, all these card games. And now we have these more refined card games in our hobby.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about that as well. I was like, so Stool Pigeon was the top of my list as a family game that we always take to my sister-in-law's house constantly.
Because then I had, I was asking the family before we started recording, and they all said Dixit, which does end up at most Christmas parties or most even work events. And Nikki, it's just a box of cards all illustrated, and you get six cards in your hands, and you have to, they're all unique. And I would describe the picture, but maybe one word, or maybe through song or through rhyme. But it can't be so obvious that people could pick it out straight away. The other players then try to find a card in their own hand that matches the statement I've made.
Mm-hmm.
All those get shuffled up, then laid out on the board, and everyone votes who they think is yours. But the number of times that similar cards come out from whatever my definition of that was it's slightly educational.
Mm-hmm.
It's everyone's involved the whole way through the game, and it has loads of standout moments when you just start going. Everyone just laughs because do have those moments that one statement comes out with like five different images that all could mean the same thing. Oh. It's a really creative game.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for a game for the summer or a game for Christmas, definitely check out Dixit. There's tons of expansions. I think there's even a Disney expansion.
There is now, a Disney, yeah.
Yeah.
Disney expansion.
I'm sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Check it out. It's not an expensive game.
It is worthy. So we have a upcoming work conference this summer. And part of my role is the social chair. Being the gregarious Southerner in the profession, I'm in charge of like social. So we have a game night. Dixit is one of the games that we'll play. Granted, it's not family, but it's like a large group, and it's, you know, it's acceptable, you know, for a professional setting. You want to try to, you know, like an icebreaker kind of thing, get people connected. And Dixit is one of the three games that I'm taking up to play. Another one is Codenames, which also has a Disney version.
Yeah.
Codenames is great because you break up into two teams, and those teams can, the size of the teams can be as big as as your group. Like it doesn't have to be 3-on-3. It could be 11-on-11 or whatever. And you have two masterminds who can see the configuration, like red team, several of the, you got a grid of words on the table, and he has to get his team, the red team, to guess the words that are printed on the table that are highlighted in red on this little grid in front of him. And the blue team, same thing, right? And so they're trying to do that, but you can only give one word clue and one number. So if you're trying to lead your team to one or two or three words on the grid, I can give you one word and say three. That lets you know that my clue is applicable to three words. But then you're like, oh, one of the blue team's words is really similar. And if my team guesses, it helps them instead. But that's a really good family game too, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a great one. It's what we play last thing on a Friday. I usually get the team together, work team together. Yeah. There's a really good online version that plays for free. And it works a treat. So yeah, again, team game, good for the mind. And again, there's moments where you take out the enemy spy.
Yes.
And everyone loses because of the one word you can't say.
Yep.
Those are two great. Yeah, two
those
games
are really good games. Yeah.
Yeah, good games.
Nikki, what about you? What about your family? Do you have anything that hits your table at your at home for you?
For us, it's very traditional in my house. It's literally Monopoly and Ludo as well, actually. Ludo.
Okay.
That is, I know, it's really, really basic, but it's one of those games that we come back to it, I suppose, the nostalgic kind of factor, because we have so many lovely memories tied in with these games. So they're just that kind of family. I know, it's weird. Like, I'm open to new games. I mean, those games that you just mentioned, I've written them all down, especially because you saw me with the Disney. But they're not open to that. They're like, no. If I bring a new game home, they'll be like, oh, okay, we'll play this. And then can we go back to Monopoly? It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's difficult.
These things,
you know?
When we have friends, I'm sure PJ is the same. When you have friends over who aren't gamers, mm-hmm. and then they look at the games collection and like just go, what? But the next time I've seen them, mm-hmm. and we've played a couple of games like Codenames, they'll go, oh, I've got Codenames, so I've been and bought. Another great one is Just One.
Ooh.
As a party game. Really good. Ooh. To get a word guessing game that,
ooh, I like that.
Again, is not expensive. Definitely check out Just One. Because once you get them kind of hooked, mm-hmm. they'll be looking forward to you coming around again. But it's a fine balance, because you go too far, some of the games are so complicated.
You taught us that game while we were in England, and that
had you not played it before? Hadn't you?
I was a little leery. I was like, I don't know if this is, you know. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
You loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. That's great.
Yeah, you were throwing yourself around the room with your wild guesses. So Just One's another. I don't think there's not a reskin. It's got plenty of Disney references in it.
It does.
So,
but not exclusively Disney. But
No, it's got loads of video game culture.
So it's like you have a clue, right? Walk us through that game, Just One.
Yeah, so it's a cooperative mm-hmm. game, so you all have to win together.
Yep.
You pick up a card, it's 13 cards, first player picks up a card, and they show it to everyone else apart from themselves, and it's got five words on it. So the word could be weather.
Okay.
Everyone has to write down a word related to the weather onto their little, like on a dry white pen.
Mm-hmm.
I shut my eyes and everyone reveals their words. If any words are the same, they are removed from the clues I'm about to see.
Mm-hmm.
So if PJ wrote rain and you wrote rain, Nikki, they will be vanished. So you're trying to pick words that are not going to be too common, but at the same time need to keep it, you know, allow me to guess the word. So weather's quite easy because you've got sun, you've got rain, you've got clouds,
yes.
Rainbow.
Yep.
Whatever it might be, I'm running out of words myself. Right. There must be many of them.
But there's
the art is trying not to get the right. common ones.
And there's a fine balance, right? So we're all trying to come up with a word that's related to weather, but I'm trying to think of a word that Nikki is not going to write down or anyone else in our team. And then we're all trying to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So then what could be worse? And this, I think this happened once or twice to us. No one duplicated a word. So yeah. Then Gareth opens his eyes and there's six different words. And it's like,
and they're all a bit abstract,
right?
So people have gone, yeah, there's no obvious, there's no rain or cloud,
yeah,
or sun.
It'll be like precipitation,
yes,
or
yeah, that's a great word.
You know, cumulus, or and then you're trying to figure out, well, what is going on here,
yeah. Right? And someone's gone really off piece and written like a, I don't know, a song title because it's got weather in it, raining.
That's
like,
mean,
you can only have one word,
right?
But it's, yeah, then. You work through 13 cards, and the more cards you solve and you get right, the better collectively you get. But again, that's a small box.
Yep.
That can definitely get thrown in the bag.
Great.
In fact, you don't even need the box.
Great,
you just need a,
great
you
game. Need the, that's a great family game.
We played with our phones because we played it more than the player
card. Right.
So it is really is mobile.
Wow.
So yeah, check out Just One as well. That's three games for your
there
Christmas
you go.
List anyway.
So Nikki is putting together a shopping list as we speak.
I literally am.
On Amazon. Yeah. Watch out for fakes on Amazon. Watch out for
fakes. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. I'm well versed with fakes. Yep. Especially trying to
get fakes. Sure. Yeah. Yep.
I can spot the fakes. Yep.
So before we wrap up, people can find it on Amazon. In the e-store. Are you at any expos? Are you at UK Games Expo this year, or are you
we're
doing
hoping
the board
to
game
be.
Expos?
Yes, we're hoping to be this year, and also we're trying to get into Decathlon UK and some other stores as well. So watch this space for some announcements on our social media channels.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out. I mean, I'll be at the Games Expo. PJ, if you can find some work.
Mm.
Get yourself over here.
I'm gonna try.
Might be pushing up. Holiday allowance might be taking a hit.
What about so Nikki, if there are any content creators, anyone on Instagram that wants to do a collaboration, are you open to that?
Yes.
And where should they go?
Yes, that is. Thank you very much for bringing that up. We are always looking for content creators and collabs on Instagram because, you know, we want to get the game out there and for people to have an awareness. So, yeah, just please on Instagram, just drop us a line, send a DM. So the Instagram is just tossit.uk. Also on TikTok as well, which is just the handle tossit.uk. Very original.
Nice. Easy to find. That's what you want.
Easy. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Easy to find. Okay, well, thank you, Nikki. That was really fun. I'm glad we talked about both Sausit, but also share with you some of the games we find good for families.
Yeah, thank
you. Anything to wrap up with, PJ?
No, I don't. I think that's that takes care of us this week. I think we did a good job. Some family games, and we introduced them to our guests. So I love that she shared her game with us, and we shared more games with her. And that is what we do, right? Right, Gareth?
That's what we do.
I love it.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. It's such a wholesome feeling I have right now. Really. I love it. Thank you. And just for giving me
that
this chance to just come on and join you guys. It's really, really special. So thank you.
That's okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you soon.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.